glad tidings, glad tidings. Christ is born in Bethlehem. There are no more precious words to the Christian believer than the words which are found in Luke 2:7. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Think of what we learn from that one verse. There is implicitly the doctrine of the virgin birth. In Jewish families, it was the father. Remember the genealogies. It's the fathers who are named in every generation in the genealogies. But here, prominence is given to the mother. She brought forth her firstborn son. We see the humility that he's laid in a place where the animals feed, that the one who made the universe, who was the divine agent in creation, is wrapped in cloths with human hands. It's significant that we're told more than once in Luke's account of the swaddling clothes, just as it's significant that we are told about the robing and the disrobing, partly in mockery of the Lord Jesus as he approached the cross. We're also grateful for this note that there was no room for them in the inn. Think about how much he loved them, how much God the Father loved them, but he didn't indulge their every practical need. There were struggles. She had to travel in her ninth month. There was no place for her to stay once they arrived. They had to have a makeshift place for the birthing room. Let's never, never look to practical difficulties as some sign that God didn't care. He cared about them more than he ever cared about anybody. Merry Christmas. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.